Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello again, and welcome to another Holy Half Hour programme here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Our theme tonight is Christian Aid, because this is Christian Aid Week. So we'll be looking at our ill-divided world and the issues which it throws up, and what we're going to do about it. Christian Aid is all about putting Christian beliefs into practical action. Now I'm pleased to say that I have sitting next to me here in the studio a special guest, a real live Christian Aid organiser, one of the thousands of unsung heroes, the foot soldiers, the intrepid volunteers who work away quietly behind the scenes to make Christian Aid work. So welcome to you, Roseanne McLean. Thanks for coming into the studio. But first, to set the scene, here is Cliff Richard singing about the state of our world from a distance. And then we'll home in some detail.
From a distance, the world looks blue and green, and the snow-capped mountains so white. From a distance, the ocean meets the stream,
from a distance there is this harmony, and it echoes through the land. It's the voice of hope, it's the voice of peace, it's the voice of from a distance. We all have enough, and no one is in need. There are no guns, no bombs, and no disease, no hungry
That was Cliff Richard, and now here's Roseanne McLean. So you're a local organiser, Roseanne.
Yes.
Could you tell us more about what you organise and what you do?
We had Palm Sunday, soup and sandwich, sweet lunch. We do a door-to-door collection. We've harvest Thanksgiving offerings.
And your job in all this is to do what?
To get the envelopes from the other organisers and make homes, make up their streets, their addresses, get my collectors to do things.
How many collectors do you organise?
About 30 collectors, but I could do with some more. There's never too many. Yeah. The more we have, the less people have got to do.
And you try and cover every street in the parish?
So far, we've managed to cover every street in the parish.
And then the other parishes, the other churches, they're all involved as well?
Well, more or less, but they don't seem to just do as much as what we do. We're quite fortunate that we have got all our areas covered. Other churches seem to just not be so lucky.
Is it hard to get collectors?
I'm very fortunate in a lot of things because my collectors I've had for the 5 years that we've been doing it. Some drop out through ill health, so I've got to try and get some new collectors. But on the whole, I'm winning.
Mm-hmm. It's perhaps a wee bit of a daunting task to go up to folks' doors.
Quite a lot of people don't like to do it. It's just not their scene. They'd rather do something else than rather than going, you know, knocking doors. And I quite appreciate that.
Have you heard of how they've got on when they've knocked on some folks' doors?
Sometimes it's quite funny. I went to one door one time and a woman came to the door and said, look, I'd love to give you some money, hen, but my man will not let me. So what do you say? There's not really a lot of things you can say to that.
And the man comes through and says, the wife's no in.
No in, or I can't find my purse. You just say, thank you very much, you know.
Do you have folk behind the curtains seeing you coming up the drive?
Oh, you can hear the dogs barking and you chat the door and nobody comes in and you know, fine, they're kicking through the keyhole kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Why do you actually do this then? Why do the collectors do it?
Well, it's for a very, very good cause. And we do sit, they do help an awful lot of children and people. And if we didn't do it, well, we're not really Christians, are we?
Mm-hmm. It's putting your faith into practical things.
Well, put it into practice. Practice what you preach.
Uh-huh. Well, the basis for that, I suppose, would be the story of the Good Samaritan.
Yes.
You feel you're a Good Samaritan in that regard. Here's Jamie Stewart, who's done the Bible in Glaswegian, telling us the story about the Good Samaritan.
One day, an expert lawyer tried to trick Jesus. He said to him, Mister, I'm keen to have this everlasting life that God has promised. How do I get it? Jesus said, you have the answer right there in your law book, my friend. What does it say? And the lawyer replied, you've got to love the Lord God with your whole heart, soul, mind and strength. Aye, and you've got to love your neighbour just as well as you love yourself. No bad, said Jesus. Just act like that and you'll please God. But the lawyer wasn't contented with that and asked again, aye, but just exactly, who is my neighbour? Jesus decided to illustrate his meaning with a wee story. One day, he said, a man was travelling along the dangerous road from Jerusalem to Jericho. Suddenly, some ruffians laid into him, whipped all his gear and clothes, and left the poor soul half dead. Now, a Jewish priest happened to be going down that same road. He sees the man lying there, turns his head, and gives him a nifty body swerve. In the same way, a Levite comes on the scene, offers no help, and just leaves the poor old punter lying there. Finally, a Samaritan comes along the road. He sees the man and is touched with pity. He gets out beside him, kneels down and cleans his wounds. Then he puts him on his own donkey and fixes him up at the nearest inn. He looks after him during the night and in the morning squares up with the innkeeper, promising to look in on his way back. Jesus then turned to the lawyer. Now then, which one of they three was a neighbour to the wounded traveller? Dead easy, said the lawyer, the man that was kind to him. Jesus answered, right then, Jimmy, just you do the same.
Now, Roseanne and I are going to share with you an A to Z of the facts of life on our planet Earth today. So, Roseanne, would you like to start with A?
A is for age. The average age of people in the world today is just 25 years old. For example, the average age in Iraq is just now 25. Poor countries tend to have young populations, rich ones older.
I can vouch for that. I was in Kenya, and the average age in Kenya is 15. B stands for birth weight. 1 in 3 of all babies in poorer countries weigh under 5.5 pounds. The world population is growing really quickly. 1 million new babies every week. That's 3 every second. The world population in 1800 was 1,000 million people. By 1960, it was 3,000 million. By the year 2000, there were 6,000 million people. By the year 2050, it's estimated there'll be 9,000 million people. I saw the birth of a baby in Kenya, and it was amazing. It was lying on a tray in the windowsill at this maternity ward with two tubes up its nose. And the doctor said, I've got to pull the tubes out, and it either lives or it doesn't. And he pulled the tubes out, and we watched for an eternity, and then the tummy began to rise and fall, and it was okay. But life and death was that fragile. Here's a song by Tracy Chapman asking why.
Why do the babies starve? There's enough food to feed the world. Why wouldn't there so many of us? Are there people still alone? Why are the missiles called peacekeepers when they're aimed to kill? Why is a woman still not safe when she's in her home? Love is hate, war is peace, no is yes, we're all free. But somebody's gonna have to answer. Time is coming soon. Amidst all these questions and contradictions, there's some who seek the truth. Tell me, why do the babies starve? There's enough food to feed the world. Why wouldn't there so many of us if there are people still alone? Why are the missiles called peacekeepers when they're aimed to kill? Why is a woman still not safe when she's in her home? Love is hate, war is peace. No is yes, we're all free. But somebody's gonna have to answer. The time is coming soon when the blind remove their blinders and the streets to speak the truth. Tell me, why do the babies starve? There's enough food to feed the world. Why wouldn't there so many of us if there are people still alone? And why are the missiles called peacekeepers when they're aimed to kill? Why is a woman still not safe when she's in her home? Love is hate, war is peace, no is yes, we're all free.
C is for Christian Aid. Christian Aid began in 1945 by the British Council of Churches. 40 denominations work in 50 countries, giving emergency relief and long-term projects, improves food production, water supplies, healthcare, educating, helping people to help themselves, educating the rich and powerful, promoting fair trade, free trade and debt relief.
There's always a dilemma in this area. Do you focus on the poor and go and help them, or do you spend your energies and resources tackling the rich? Because isn't it the rich who have the resources to help the poor? So Christian Aid does both helping in emergencies and long-term projects, and it also tackles the rich and powerful people, lobbying them. It promotes fair trade. Do you buy the fair trade products?
Yes,
sometimes?
I try my hardest to buy fair trade.
Where can you buy them locally?
We get them in Tesco's.
Right.
We get them in Asda.
Good.
The local big supermarkets you find.
Uh-huh. Right, D is for death. Today and every day, 40,000 children will die. That's like filling Ibrox Stadium, or the equivalent of 80 jumbo jets crashing every day. They die mostly from hunger and easily preventable diseases. An estimated 50,000 species becomes extinct every day.
E is for education. In poor countries, only half the children get very basic primary school education.
In Brazil, when I was there, I discovered that most kids get only half a day's schooling because the government can't afford whole day schooling. So when they leave school, the first thing they do is they sign up for evening classes from 7 till 11 at night. Nearly all the teenagers are in evening classes from 7 to 11 at night. I was asked to do an impromptu lecture there, and when I'd finished my hour's talk, they held me out in the corridor for about another hour, asking lots of questions. They were eager to learn, they just didn't have the resources to do much education. F is for fun and games, or the lack of them. 88 million children are exploited in factories, mines and sweatshops.
G is for greed. The world's enough food, but it's not shared. Richest 25% of the world's population, i.e. us, eat 75% of the world's food.
H is for HIV, the virus which causes AIDS and millions of orphans. South Africa, for example, it's said there that everyone is either infected or affected.
I is for immunisation, inoculation. 8 out of 10 children are now being detected against this disease. This saves 250 million lives each year.
Quarter of a million. J is for Jesus, the hope of the world. Sadly, not every child has heard of him yet. Even in Scotland today, some think it is just a swear word. Imagine no personal relationship with God. Life must be really uphill.
K is for killing. Poverty kills and killing causes poverty. Arms, example weapons, sold to poor countries have been doubling every 5 years. Poor countries spend more on weapons than on education, healthcare. What the world spends on weapons is a fortnight could give everyone in the world adequate food, water, education, health, care, housing. Britain would be fourth biggest armed exporter, 80% of the sales to the poor.
Here's Cliff Richard singing Living Under the Gun.
Thank you very much indeed, thank you.
Baby's face, I saw the plight of the human race dying to survive. Shaken by the irony, the anger rose inside of me and would not subside. I thought you're too young to understand, but the fate of every mortal man rests in someone's mortal hand tonight. In a nuclear insanity, there's a death watch on the land and sea, and I believe that we may never live our lives. We were born under the gun, and just like every mother's son, we are hostage to the megaton, and the world could die tonight. Under the gun, we live in fear that the end will come, but there's one place to run. Run to the sun. Everyone can see that the hour is late, and every soul on earth has got to demonstrate their loving if we're to survive. 'Cause we're tired of living on the brink, scared to death that our ship will sink in the winking of an eye. This course we're on's a big mistake, 'cause we all lose in the nuclear race. It's time to show all the heads of state that we believe.
We believe,
oh, we believe that we're fighting for our lives. We were born under the gun, and just like every mother's son, we are hostage to the megaton, and the world could die tonight. Under the gun, we live in fear that the end will come, but there's one place to run. Run to the sun. We were born under the gun, and just like every mother's son, we are hostage to the megaton, and the world could die tonight.
Under We live in fear that the end will come, but there's one place to run.
Run to the sun.
There's a finger on the button, but if it's pressed, we're not forgotten. Millions speak, feel no fear. The root of change is in ascendance here. There's a finger on the button, but if it's pressed, we're not forgotten. Come on, millions speak, feel no fear. The root of change is in ascendance here. There's a finger on the button, but if it's pressed, we're not forgotten. There's a finger on the button, but if it's pressed, we're not forgotten.
L stands for living conditions. All across the world there are shanty towns or slums. In Brazil they call them favela. In Brazil I went to see a favela. There was just this wooden shack, like our garden sheds, but in poorer condition than our average garden shed. About 10 feet square, if you were lucky. There was no furniture inside. They just lay down and sat down on whatever there was to lie down or sit on. Not proper beds, no chairs. There was no sanitation, no running water, no electricity, no gas, no nothing. This was for 4 people, a man, a woman, their 10-year-old daughter, and the wife's mother. The man had a job, but he only earned about $1 a day. 1,000 million people live like this. 1 in 6 people on planet Earth. It's an amazing thought.
M is for malnutrition. This affects 150 million children. 1 in 5, all over under 5 years old. 15 million children each year die of hunger. We take food so much for granted. We just go into a cupboard or into the fridge or into the freezer and it's there.
Here's the most famous song when it comes to these issues. Do They Know It's Christmas? It's raised millions of pounds, in fact, probably hundreds of millions of pounds over the past 26 years. N is for not well. In the poorest countries, over 20 million children under 5 die every year from hunger and polluted water. In some African countries, 1 in 4 babies die in their first year.
O is for oral dehydration treatment. A sachet costs 20 pence, containing sugar and salt to which you add water, which saves about 1 million lives each year.
P is for poverty. 1,000 million people, but 1 in 5 of the world's population, lives in dire poverty, lacking food and shelter, education and health care. Half the world is overweight, half the world is starving. Half the world, 3,000 million people, live on less than £1.50 a day. Here's Catherine Jenkins to sing a song. In this song, it's sung as a lover in a love triangle. But think of it today in terms of the haves and the have-nots of this world.
I who have nothing, have no one, adore you and want you so. just a no one with nothing to give you at all.
Questions. Why are things like this? What could be done about it and who will help?
R is for reading. About 1 in 3 people cannot read or write. Most of them are women, actually.
S is for street children. There is an estimated 30 million street children. For example, 6 times the amount of people in Scotland.
T is for trade. There's a lot of unfairness and inequality in world trade. The rich tell the poor to trade openly with everyone, while the rich prevent the poor trading with them. The rich do not give the poor fair prices. Coffee bean growers often are not paid enough to afford a cup of coffee. I can vouch for that. In Kenya, I met a farmer called Francis. He was a tea and coffee grower, and he couldn't afford to buy tea and coffee. Isn't that tragic?
It is.
Cafe Direct and Tradecraft try to give growers a fairer price. Of course, it costs a little bit more, but it gives them a fair price. Here's Kenny Rogers to sing "The Higher You Build Your Barriers."
Deny my pledge. will blind you, because there's
something inside so strong. I know that I can make it, though you're doing me wrong, so wrong. You thought that my pride was gone, oh no. There's something inside so strong.
That was Kenny Rogers singing, "The higher you build your barriers, the something inside me gets stronger to climb them."
V is for vitamins. 1 in 5 of all people have no access to healthcare. For example, 100 million each year, 300,000 children go blind because they lack vitamin A.
W is for water. Nearly 1,000 million people are drinking infected water. This causes 3 out of 4 infections in the world. It's the number one killer of children in the world. Did you know that the average Kenyan uses 4 litres of water every day? That's one toilet flush, in other words. While the average British person uses 135 litres of water a day, and we only drink 3. The average American uses 680 litres of water a day. What a difference between a Kenyan on 4 and an American on 680 litres. And all of us can only drink about 3 litres a day.
X is xenophobia, i.e. the fear of hatred of foreigners, seeing people as they see us and as incomers. Christianity seems only us, one God, one family.
Y is for yelling or yearning, when we yell enough and we yearn to do something about it.
Z is for zeal. Zeal for enthusiasm to work for God in a better world. Nobody has more zeal than children.
So our time's kind of run out for today, so thank you very much, Roseanne, for coming in and sharing with us today. And we hope that the Christian Aid fundraising goes well this week. And I leave you in the hands of Cliff Richard singing "Peace in Our Time." It's all about building up the kingdom of God on earth, doing what we can to bring Christian aid to the world.
Swiftly, the flags and drums can hypnotize. When glory has faded, the dream is worth more than the price.
U is for UNICEF. United Nations Children's Fund does a lot to help children.
V is for vitamins. 1 in 5 of all people have no access to health care. That's 1,000 million people or more. Each year, 300,000 children go blind because they lack vitamin A.
W is for water. Nearly 100 million people are drinking infected water. This causes 3 out of 4 infections in the world. This is the number one killer of children. The average Kenyan uses 4 litres of water per day, one toilet flush. The average Briton uses 135 litres a day. We only drink 3 litres. The average American uses 680 litres of water per day.
It's amazing, a Kenyan using 4 litres, an American using 680, and we can only drink 3. X is for xenophobia, the fear and hatred of foreigners. Seeing people as them versus us, or seeing people as incomers. Christianity sees only us, one God, one family.
Y is for yell or yearn. Yell enough and yearn do something about it.
Z is for zeal. zeal or enthusiasm to work for God and a better world. Well, our time's run out, Roseanne, so I'd just like to thank you for coming tonight. We appreciate you being with us, and we hope that the Christian Aid work goes well this week.
Thank you.
And I'll leave you in the hands of Cliff Richard singing Peace in Our Time. It's all about building up the kingdom of God on earth, with Christians bringing aid to the world.
Swiftly, the flags and drums can hypnotize. When glory has faded, the dream is worth more than the price. A twist and turn and fled, and a freedom burning bright. Knows all of the names and all of the games of the yellow, black and white. We've gotta have faith to work it out, faith and hope. Without any doubt, give us strength to make us stop, put a song in our hearts. We're never gonna break down these walls and build a prison with a stone. Cause you and I know what love is worth.
Stars, put a song.